Welcome to the All Moves Podcast. I am your host, Anthony Manaya, and in this show, we challenge your perspective and take a deep dive into the problems of the mind. Are you ready for more clarity, awareness, and truth? Tune in every Friday as we break down the uncomfortable details most people overlook. This will be your guide, your mirror in which you see yourself. Allow it to inspire you into living a life of passion, love, purpose, and freedom. Jump into the unknown with a fresh mind. Observe and listen carefully. You are one decision away from total transformation. Welcome to the show. What is up, fam? Welcome to episode 273 of the All Moves Podcast. Welcome, man. Welcome to the show. Super excited for this episode. Before we get started, if you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts and you have been listening to this for a while now and you haven't done so yet, please leave a review on the show. It helps with the growth of the podcast and it helps with the new people who are listening in for the very first time. And also, fam, head over to my website, anthonymanaya.com, and sign up to my awareness email list. Sign up to that, fam. Dropping gems weekly. So go check that out. And with that being said, let's jump into it. I want to break down how I move, how I see the world, what consumes my mind, going back to the last episode, what consumes my mind, right? What do I pay attention to? What are the smallest details that I'm aware of that makes me me? One thing that I keep in mind for sure is that I know that even if I'm alone, I am aware that I am always watching. I am watching me. And for so many people, when they're by themselves and, you know, they're alone in a room or they're alone at home and they think it's an opportunity for them. Like when you're by yourself, you think there's nobody watching. There's an opportunity for you to kind of, you know, oh, this is how I really am when no one's around. And it's kind of like for most people, they see it as an opportunity to take their foot off the gas, right? That I don't have to be so uptight, or I don't have to really show up, or I can, you know, not worry about the opinions of others. But what I always keep in mind is that I am watching me. You are always watching you, fam. You know when you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. And every single moment, fam, when you are alone or you're by yourself and no one's watching and, you know, those little shortcuts you take, those little breaks you take, the things that you allow, all of it is you're either racking up wins or you're racking up losses. Meaning you are either inspiring yourself or you are creating a mind that's easily discouraged, right? Because you know you. You know you, fam. You know how you react and respond in every situation. You know the shortcuts you've taken. You know how you've been cheating yourself. You know how you act when no one's around. You know the lies. So you live the end result of that, right? When it comes to taking risks, when it comes to betting on yourself, when it comes to showing up, the real you is revealed during those times, right? And there's a lot of hesitation. There's a lot of doubts because you know you. So I always keep this in mind. I'm always watching me. I know how I react and respond when things are tough. I know the little details behind the scenes, solving problems as soon as they present themselves. What I'm willing to do when there's a problem, figuring it out, figuring myself out, listening to my body, listening to myself, observing, patience, moving with patience. I start to see things, fam, because I value and respect every single moment. So I'm racking up these wins. I'm racking up wins as much as I could possibly can. something happens in my life, instantly I'm like, okay, how can I figure this out? I'm always keeping this in mind that I am watching me. And there's cameras on me 24/7, right? That's what this is how I see it. There's cameras on me 24/7, 365. How would I respond when I know, let's say, millions of people are watching me? How would I live? What would I do behind the scenes? How would my life be? So because I know myself, and this is kind of answering the question of how to be solid with yourself, because a lot of people ask me that. How to be solid? How do you always talk about being solid with yourself, Anthony? How can you be solid with yourself? And it's the little wins that you rack up every single moment. The little wins, the little details, the things you pay attention to, how present and how alive you are. Being alive, being aware, caring about everything that comes your way, right? Seeing every moment as an opportunity to show yourself that you are who you think you are, or you are what you want to become, right? Think about it. You are who you want to become. So you visualize who you want to be, the type of person you want to be, and you be it now. How does that person move? How does that person walk? How does that person talk? How does that person respond to things? How does that person take care of themselves, right? When they see something not right, do they allow it to just roll on to the next day, or do they address it immediately? How's your decision making? Do you take long to make decisions that you know you need to make, or do you make the decision as soon as possible? These are the little things that add on to your what they call confidence, right? But this is all mental strength. You're building up your mental toughness. You're building up your image of yourself. Your character, the foundation, because you see this as a way of life. It's not just let me show up and say the right things when I'm around other people. Let me say the right things. Let me look a certain way when I'm around others. Let me talk a certain way when I'm around others just to impress them. Let me dress a certain way. Let me walk a certain way. Let me be someone else when I'm around everyone else. And then when I'm by myself, I can be me. It's like, nah, man. How come you can't be just you, who you are, and then the world sees it, right? Then you get the results that you deserve. So the little details when I'm by myself is what I pay attention to. Every moment is important to me. It reveals who I am. And it's adding on to the story. So this is another thing I think about. Is that my story is being written with everything that happens in my life. I am looking to show the best way to respond to every situation. Now, this is more to myself. Like, again, this is something that's if I have cameras on me, I visualize cameras on me 24/7, right? If I'm being watched 24/7. I keep in mind that how I respond is going to be an educational moment for somebody else, right? How I react to something, I keep in mind that I'm going to share this. This is going to be helpful. My problems, my adversity, my setbacks, the things that I will struggle with, how I react and respond to it, I can keep it in mind that this is going to be a story. Everyone's watching. Everyone's watching me. This is what I'm saying to myself. Everyone's watching me, right? Every single moment of my life. Something happens in my life instantly. I say, okay, what is the best way to respond to this? And then when it goes around, when I do that, when I make immediate adjustments, when I solve the problem, or I stay calm, when I stay calm, regardless of what comes my way, I'm like, I breathe through it and say, okay, what's the solution? And then I solve it immediately, And now it's a tab that was open. Now a tab, that tab closes in my mind, right? And I get to get right back on the mission. I get to get right back on the mountain that I'm climbing. Then I turn around and say, that's another psychological rep. That's another psychological rep that's added on to the strength, right? The mental toughness, to the confidence, to the understanding of oneself. It's like, ooh, I know me. Because I am consistent. I am consistent that regardless of what happens, I show to myself that regardless of what happens, I keep in mind that this is an opportunity to reveal who I really am. It's almost like getting excited about it and then being able to solve it and turn it around and then tell the story, right? Like how many injuries I have gotten in just doing jiu-jitsu in the last 6 months. Again, recently I chipped my tooth, boom, elbow to the face. Instantly I solve the problem. Instantly I say, okay, I got to address this. And then boom, the problem's gone, solved. And everyone sees that and says, oh, wow, that's inspiring. How did you do that so quick? Or wow, a lot of people would allow that to be for a little bit. Or a lot of the people would hesitate to solve that problem, right? With any little thing, we go to failed businesses, failed relationships. When there's problems going in that, it's like, okay, how can I address this immediately so I can turn around when someone else is going through it? And you see others, how many people, you see so many people hesitate on making the right decision, or they hesitate on heading towards the solution. They move with hesitation. They move with doubts, and they don't know what's the right move to make. They don't keep this in mind that it's all moment to moment, regardless of what it is. Regardless of what it is, it could be the smallest things. I remember I didn't have enough memory on my phone, and where I wanted to go, and this was months ago, where I wanted to go with my business and how much content I was going to be producing. My laptop didn't have enough memory. My phone didn't have enough memory. Instantly, I went, okay, cool. Let's fix this problem. Let's address this problem ASAP. You know, I remember I was in the middle of recording, and then there was a microphone problem. And I'm like, okay, I got to go to the shop. I got up and said, I got to go to the shop. Let's go. I went to the mic store, bought the new mic, came back, recorded the new episode. It was instant. It was, and I get it. There's a lot of people who would say, oh, I can't do that. I can't. They make excuses to why they can't. What I'm saying is my mind is like, all right, this is inconvenient, but I don't want it to last. So I address it. And then I add that in the book of things that I solved immediately, right? So I look at my health. I look at, you know, what's the problem with okay, I need to address this. This is in the way. This is in the way, and it's inconvenient, and it's annoying, but I got to address it. I can't allow it to roll on to the next day. This is important, fam, because a lot of you are listening to this and say, okay, yeah, that's fine. That makes sense. Yet you have a lot of tabs in your mind. Right? A lot of tabs, meaning these things that are consuming you, that are pulling you in multiple directions, problems you haven't solved. You allow problems to roll on to the next day. You haven't addressed it. And every time you think about it, it gives you anxiety. So then you look for ways to escape it. This is what I'm talking about. If you were to address every little detail, or you would address the things when as soon as it presents itself, then you wouldn't have this overwhelming feeling of being behind and feeling like, damn, I haven't been doing this. I haven't been honoring my word. I haven't been. See, you get my point? So this is very important. Remembering this, that as soon as something happens, you instantly address it. You know, I talked about honoring my word. It's another thing that consumes my mind. If I say it, I do it. I keep it in mind. I make it a priority. If I tell myself I'm going to go train, I'm going to go train. Again, all of this is building how I see myself. It's me knowing me, that I care about these foundational things, these things that I care about, that makes me me. And for a lot of you listening, you don't care about a lot of things. You don't care if you say, yeah, I'll be there at 8 o'clock, and you don't care if you show up or not. That's not something that you prioritize or care about. And then you wonder why you live the life that you live. You wonder why you feel the way you feel about yourself. You wonder why the smallest things you allow problems to roll on to the next day, and then you wonder why, oh, when it's time to bet on yourself, you know, you don't feel confident enough. You're afraid. You're afraid. The importance of the smallest things. Your story is being written every single moment of your life. And you're showing others with everything that you do, you're showing others what or what not to do. So the question is this: can you find fulfillment in the things that most people overlook? Can you find fulfillment, fam? Can you see meaning in the things, in the smallest of details, that most people overlook? People don't care about their posture. People don't care about the clothes they wear. People don't care about the people they hang out with, the environment they're in. People don't care about things that, again, making decisions immediately because they care more about the opinions of others. People are not interested and seeing the truth for themselves, so they hesitate. People are afraid to fail. Can you find fulfillment in the things that most people overlook? Can you be interested in failing? Can you be interested giving all of yourself to the process? Can you be interested in the things that make you feel good, look good, right? The smallest things that make you feel good. And when you feel good, you look good, you do good, right? If you ain't feeling good, right, and you see this a lot, it doesn't matter about how you feel. It doesn't matter. You just show up regardless. Cool. But you look in the mirror and you looking sloppy, and you ain't feeling yourself, and you're not, you know, you're wearing, you know, ripped up clothes that you feel like, oh, man, like I don't want, you know, it's you. It's you. It's not me. It's you. It's not me judging you. It's you feeling a certain way about yourself. Living in the area you live in, it doesn't inspire you. It doesn't lift you up. It doesn't give you life. You being around the people you are around, you complain about them. You look at it and say, ah, this makes me feel a certain way. That's you, fam. That's you. Ain't about, it's not me or Anthony, you can say you're judgmental or no, it's you that feels the way about you. So I care about those things for me. I look at those things and say, I'm not going to be around that environment. Hell no, I'm out. That's it. I'm out. I'm not doing that. I'm out. I look at myself and say, man, this shirt is worn out. This shirt right here is like all like it's old. Let me throw it out and buy another one. And then, wow, it's fresh. This fresh new smell, the look. Okay, cool. I like it. Let's go. Boom. Little things, man, little things. You know, getting a fresh haircut, you know, doing those nails, you know, fixing yourself, man, like getting, you know, inspiring you. You have to inspire you. These are the things that I keep in mind. I know, again, fam, the mind is very sensitive. You can easily get lost. Again, if you haven't done so yet, listen to the last episode that I recorded. It's called Consumed. Listen to that episode if you haven't done so yet. Because again, if you are being consumed, whatever's consuming your mind, you're still getting a result. You're still moving. You're still on a mountain, fam. No matter if you're paying attention to climbing up the mountain or climbing down the mountain, something is happening. You're either staying in the same place, you're going up, you're going down, you're still on a mountain, whether you're aware of it or not. So you're consumed in your mind about something in the past, or you're consumed about something where even you not liking the way you look can stop you. You can stop yourself from certain opportunities. So you allow your insecurities to stop you from making decisions that will solve a problem. See, like this is what I'm saying. If you were to rack up wins every single moment of your life, you will start taking responsibility and you won't let those little things bother you. Those little things, now it doesn't mean anything. You won't care about that. You'll just address things. You'll just address the problem. You won't look at yourself in the mirror and be like, oh man, I don't know, you know, if I'm good enough or not. It's the little wins that build that up, that make you more solid with yourself. You're not racking up wins, you're racking up losses, so you know you. So now when it comes down to an opportunity that comes your way, someone else is presenting an opportunity to you, or there's an opening, you're not prepared for it. It's not an opportunity for you. It's not an opening for you because you're not prepared. You're not racking up those wins. Those daily moment-to-moment wins where you see something, you're like, you know what? Let me fix this up. Let me freshen things up. Let me start showing up for me. If you don't like the way you look, you start working on yourself, eating healthier food. Start taking care of your skin. Start working out, getting some sun. Get a fresh haircut. Buy a new t-shirt. You know what I'm saying? Get some new sneakers. Do something for yourself. Get a new camera. If you're in business, you know, change the logo up. Get a new camera. Get a new journal. It's like freshen things up, man. Freshen things up so you can feel like you're headed towards a new direction. If you need a new phone, if you're taking videos with a phone that lacks quality, get a new phone. You know what I'm saying? And again, this is something that I'm just saying, whatever it is for you, do it. It's you. That's your mountain that you're climbing. That's your adversity. That's the thing that's in your way. Now you can change your perspective. A perspective change will solve all of your problems. Perspective change will solve all of your problems. You know, using the example of recording, let's say you want to record a video of some kind, put it up on social media, but your phone has low quality. You can have a change in perspective and say, hey, at least I'm doing it. I'm taking action every day with the low quality. And that can be inspiring to you. You feel what I'm saying? Or you can say, oh, let me get a new phone, get a higher quality phone, and then you do it. But then it's just intention. It comes down to intention. Why are you doing that? Are you making excuses? Are you looking for every reason not to do? It's like, man, there's so much that goes into what I'm saying right now. But the most important thing of it all is that you are watching you and you need to rack up wins every single moment of your life and you need to start honoring your word. You need to start honoring your word. If you said it, you're going to do it, you go ahead and do it. Don't allow it to roll on to the next day. Don't allow it to roll on and I don't know, man. Like, it's weird. It's weird, fam. It's weird because you're doing all of this to yourself. And then you think, oh, I don't know why this is happening in my life, but it's you. It's you. It's you. Accept it all and start breathing through it all and saying, okay, let me start caring about the things that most people overlook to build myself up. Right? To build myself up. And then now you start changing your character. You start changing your perspective. You start chipping away on those insecurities. Your perspective starts to change because you're racking up those small little wins. You know, I look at a lot of the stuff that I failed in the past, right? You know, how I'm willing to give all of myself to the unknown, and in experiencing that failure, it's another psychological rep. It's levels up that you go when you bet on yourself. You go all in on what you think or what you thought was the right move, and then you get the results that you deserve. because you wasn't prepared enough, you wasn't aware enough, right? You didn't see things coming. So things come to an end, whether that's in relationships where you thought that something was and it's not, whether that's in business, you thought you had a great idea, you know, you thought you had, you know, great partnership in your, in, you know, a business partner, or you thought that this was going to work and you realize who you actually were. You realize how difficult it actually is. You realize the facts and you're like, oh shit, this is too much. There's a lot to learn from these failures and how you react to these failures. Again, I keep this in mind all the time. I always look at these things and say, I either win or I learn. And I look at these failures as just education. And I keep it in mind. It's another psychological rep, another psychological rep. I got it. Boom. Okay, what can I learn from this that I can turn around and teach others? What can I learn from this that the next time I do this move, this shouldn't discourage me. This is part of the process. It shouldn't discourage me. Again, it's part of success. It's part of growth. It's part of clarity. It's part of being the most aware. It's going all in at everything you do, seeing the results, experiencing that emotion, experiencing that pain, experiencing, you know, losing thousands of dollars for betting on yourself on a certain idea and it did not work out. And you're like, okay, how can I bounce back? That urgency you have with this newfound education, that job you work in where you thought it was great for you and you moved to a completely different town and then you're only 1 month in and you realize, oh, I don't like this job. And then boom, you make the adjustment plan. Okay, you know what? I need to figure out a way to get out of this, or I need to get out of this environment. I made the wrong move. And learning and picking up on the details along the way that you overlooked, that you did not see the first time around. And then the second time, it may happen again. The third time, it may happen again. The fourth time, it may happen again. And then there's you just racking up new education, new gems, right? Yes, it sucks during the moment. It sucks, but you got to keep this in mind. Where you got to get excited, find fulfillment in the things that people overlook, find fulfillment in the things that most people are afraid of. They're afraid to fail, but not you. You're excited to fail because you know you're growing. You're growing, you're growing. You failed so many times. You walk with so much swag. They're like, yo, what's this person walking with so much swag? Why? Why are they walking with so much swag? Why are they walking with so much knowing, right? With so much power behind their words, you know, the pep behind their step, right? They're walking with that confidence, right? It's because they failed more times than you even tried. They fail more times than you even take action. They failed more times before you make a decision, right? They fail, 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 fail. You're still wondering if you're going to take action or not. Should I do it? Should I do it? Should I do it? While the ones with the most swag, with the most keeping their head up, right? They keep their head up. The most solid human beings have failed and continue to fail forever. See, you need to start prioritizing that, caring about that, valuing that. Stay with me, fam. I'll be right back. I look at the world like this, fam. Everything's my fault. Every move I make is my fault. Everything that happens in my life is my fault. Everything, everything. I made this move. I got this result. This person responded to me like, that's my fault. Whether I didn't communicate something in a certain way, even if I did, and one receives it the way they're supposed to receive it, it's still my fault based on how I reacted and responded to it. I need to make an adjustment. I take full responsibility over everything that happens in my life because I know one thing, that I have the ability and control over whether or not I adapt and adjust, right? I have the ability to adapt and adjust. I have full control over how I respond to whatever comes my way. So because of that, I now know that this is up to me, and it always will be. And family, it is up to you, and it always will be. And I need you to see it this way, because the moment you see it this way, you will see that life will become what you allow it to be. Welcome, welcome back, everybody, to episode 273 of the All Moves Pod. Let's jump back into it. And I was thinking during the break, I was just thinking, how can I, like, what is it that I care about that allows me to continue to grow forever, right? What is it that I care about that allows me to find meaning and purpose in just every single moment of my life? There's always something, I can observe just almost anything, every situation, every moment is an educational moment. I can create meaning out of it. I can see it in a certain way. And then I question, am I seeing this how I want to see it? Or am I seeing it for what it actually is? Am I studying the process? So I'm like, what is it, right? What is it? So this is my attempt to break it down so you can fully understand, so you can start applying this in your life and it can make sense to you. Many years ago, I wrote down who I wanted to be and the type of human being I wanted to be. I wanted to be a leader. I wanted to be stoic in any situation, calm in every situation, take calculated risk. I wanted to be successful, inspiring, motivating. I wanted to be somebody that others can feel like, oh man, when I'm around this person, I feel alive. I wanted to be bold. I wanted to speak my mind. I wanted freedom. I wanted clarity. I wanted to understand myself. I wanted to walk with swag. I wanted to live life on my own terms. These are things that I would be writing down and saying, this is what I want, man. I want to be successful. I want to be fearless. I don't want any limitations in my mind. I don't want any limitations around me. I don't want that. I want to grow. I want to learn. I want to be valuable to this world and those around me. So because that's who I wanted to be, I was like, okay, let me be it now. Let me start controlling the things that I have control of. Let me start honoring my word. Let me start having self-respect. Let me develop this human that I want to be. Let me develop it. Let me slow life down. Because prior to that, I am living the results of who I was. A lot of you, before you've listened to this podcast or before you became aware of yourself, you have developed a life up to a certain point. You've created a life up to a certain point. And psychologically, you was all over the place. Didn't understand. You're everywhere. It's like being able to slow it down and say, okay, let me slow things down. And let me reposition my life. Let me start by making decisions that put me in a different environment, in a different place, in a different position. Let me stop thinking that every decision I make is going to be a permanent decision. Some things you do for a short period of time to get to that next level. And remember, your story's being written. And every single moment of your life, every single move you make, it's part of your story. So then how do you want your story to play out? You are the author. You are the director. How do you want the story to play out? Fam, this is what I keep in mind. I would write things down when I was 18 years old purposely so I can see it by the age of 25. So I can see it when I was 30 years old. I would document, I have documented every part of my journey since the very beginning. Post on social media, in my journals, pictures. There's a lot of stories attached to these quotes and posts and all these things. And then I repost it. I remember in 2018, I'm sorry, when I was 18 years old, this was what, 2010, 2011, around there. I wrote, you know, I just want to inspire so many people. I'm paraphrasing this, but it was along the lines of, I just want to inspire people. I want to have a huge audience, and nobody, you know, nobody liked, no one cared. You know, I want to be able to, you know, promote my own thoughts and put myself out there and, you know, saying those things with the intention in mind that, yo, when I'm 30 years old, 31 years old, it's gonna look cool. It's gonna look cool. You know, so then I start thinking now, things that I'm doing now, say, hey, when I'm 50, when I'm 40, when I'm 60, oh, this is gonna be dope. This is gonna be cool. This is gonna be a story, right? So I'm always looking for just ways to, again, say it, speak my mind, put it out there, right? And I speak it into existence because I set the intention, honor my word, and then I go out and make it happen. And for a lot of you, you don't think you're in control like that. You're so all over the place. You're so all over the place. You're consuming everybody under the sun. You're having conflicted thoughts within yourself. One guy you're listening to says, do this. And another guy you're listening to that says, do this. And you're like, oh, there's so many things pulling you so many different directions. You're not interested in creating your own character or create or building your own character, building yourself up. You're not interested in the smallest of details. You're not interested in the things that most people overlook. You overlook those things as well. You don't keep in mind when something happens to you, you are being watched at all times. If you have a kid, you are being watched. If you have a sibling, you are being watched. If you have parents, you are being watched. You're being watched by those who say they love you. The ones closest to you are watching your moves. Something happens to you, what are you going to tell them? I reacted like this. No. Hey, listen, I responded like this. This is how I responded with a tough, tough situation. When things are not going my way, I'm pulled in so many different directions. Here's how I handled it. I always keep this in mind, fam. Always. Always. Even when I was depressed in college, I remember that. Just being so dead, so dull, so upset where my life was at because I was just allowing others to just, I don't know, control my every move, right? It's like I'm looking at where I'm going in life and I'm like, oh man, I'm only doing this for my mom or I'm only doing this for whatever, right? Like I don't want to do this. And I told my mom, like, man, I don't want this. I'm like depressed. I don't know. I'm dehydrated. I'm not eating. I'm in my head. I'm consumed. But I kept reading. I kept journaling. I kept learning. And I said, man, I'm gonna bounce back from this. I'm gonna have a story. I'm gonna go to the hospital. I'm gonna come back. I'm gonna have a story. We're all building our story. And the ones with the most story are the most inspiring, right? The most stories. So all of us have a story, but the way you reacted and the way you responded was whack. The way you decided to handle that problem, it is not inspiring. You ran away. You got scared. You didn't show up. It actually hurt you more and made you more discouraged because you ain't racking up wins on the day to day. You're racking up losses on the day to day. Every moment you're racking up losses because you're all in your mind about something that happened 10 years ago. You're worrying about other people's moves. You're comparing yourself to others. So you're racking up losses. You're not even racking up wins. You're not seeing the gems. You're failing and not even picking up the lessons. So when you fail and don't pick up the lessons, then now it's like you're afraid to fail now instead of inspired to fail, inspired to go through something. Yo, bring it. Anthony Minaya looks at himself in the mirror and says, bring it. Bring it. Whatever it is, bring it. I'm ready for it. Bring anything. Anything can happen in my life. Anything, fam. Anything and everything will happen. And I keep in mind, this is just another story. This is just another opportunity. This is just another moment to prove to myself that I am who I know I am. Let's go. Let's go. And if I don't make it, regardless of what happens, if I don't make it along the way, at least I can say I died giving all of myself, giving all of myself to the process. So regardless of what happens, it could be anything. Again, I am saying anything, fam. I will look at it in a way of let's go. And again, allow the emotions to I feel it. I'll feel it all. Yep, right now is not my best day. Right now is not my best moment. Right now, this is extremely hard. Right now, this is taking over. This is extremely painful. Right now, yes, all of those things is beautiful to admit because what is what is. What is what is. But is in that, the overall perspective in that, saying, okay, this is what is. Okay, what can we do? It's unfortunate, yes. But what can we do? What can we do? What can we do? There's a solution to every problem. It just comes down to how you feel about yourself and your level of curiosity that will determine how much you're willing to go, right? Are you willing to continue to make adjustments? Are you willing to give all of yourself to a process and then fail and then give all of yourself to another process? Are you willing to give all of yourself in one attempt, a second attempt, a third attempt, a fourth attempt? Or are you tired? Are you tired of giving all of yourself? Are you tired of failing over and over and over and over and over and over again? I'm tired, I'm tired, I'm tired, I'm tired, I'm tired. Again, when you're not racking up those moment-to-moment wins, you don't see these failures. You never learn from these failures. You never look back and learn from them. You're not growing. Actually, the failures make it worse, and then you're stuck. So for me, I'm always thinking, this is part of my story. Someone else is going to benefit from this. That's where my mind goes. I get hit by a car. Boom. Hurt my knees. My bloody eye. I was walking around social media. I was doing videos with a red eye. Again, man, it's just always looking for ways to inspire others. Looking for ways to say, you're scared to show this side. You're scared to show what happens to you. You're scared of all these, instead of just like, yo, embracing it. Okay, this is what happened. This is what is. Think about a failed business. Think about a failed marriage. Think about a failed relationship, a job you got fired in. Think about, you know, you made a move and it wasn't the best move. You picked up and moved to a different state, a different country, and it didn't work out. You sold everything in your house just to move to a different place, to live with that guy, to live with that girl. And then 1 month in, you was like, oh, this ain't it. Fam, all this stuff is real situations that happen to people, right? They've invested all of their money on these business ideas. And it's not working. What are you going to do, fam? You need to look at your life right now and say, okay, where do you start? You start by the smallest things. You start by the smallest of things. Any problem in your life, you address it. You start honoring your word. You start writing things down. You start documenting your journey. You start creating your story. How are you going to be remembered? You start valuing every conversation you have with every single person. Every text message is being documented. Every conversation, just imagine it being recorded. Everything you post on social media. Every time someone sees you in the street. You know how many times I'm walking in the street? It happened more times in New York. But you know how many times is walking in the street and someone recognized me. Anthony, what's going on, man? I listened to your podcast. I listened to your stuff. Can you imagine that? Imagine now that person was just watching me for 2 minutes. I didn't see them. And then they walk up to me. Yo, what was I doing? What was I thinking about? Am I Anthony Minaya? Am I the guy? You feel me? There was a question that someone asked me the other day. They were like, man, is this who you are? Or is this just a gimmick that, you know, this is something that you're portraying and you're just acting? It's like, I was like, those who know me know. And I said, watch me forever. Watch me forever and pay attention to the details. Because I care about the details. So I'm telling you to pay attention to it because I care about it. I value it. I value the foundational principles. I value the things that, yeah, like, okay, let's see if he honors his word. Let's see if he says this and does it. Let's see. Yeah. And there's adjustments that I make every single time. I would not allow certain things to just roll on and continue to take over my life. No, man. I look at myself and say, I'm going to figure this thing out. Regardless of what happens, this is my opportunity to prove to myself, to teach others, that this is the best way to react and respond, to stay calm. And all I'm talking about, fam, is controlling the things you have control of. Even through the hardest times of my life, I don't drink, I don't smoke, I don't do drugs. Again, am I saying that I'm better than everybody else? I am saying that I am present with these problems. I'm looking to understand it. My fun is a different version of fun. My fulfillment is a different. I get my fulfillment through other things. My fun through other things. The process is fun for me. The fulfillment is every single moment. There's little things that I pay attention to that I'm like, yeah, that this is, I'm grateful for. There's so many things to be grateful for. Something that's been consuming my mind is how many things had to happen, how many things had to happen just for you to do the simplest things in life. This always consumes my mind. Like, what had to happen just for you to listen to the sound of my voice right now? You know, we can go on and on and on, but to mention some of the things is the development of the app, the person who made this microphone, the person who made this computer, the person who made the website, and all the people that were involved in that, the technology, the Wi-Fi technology, right? Where you had to be in your life, all the things that you had to go through just to listen to the sound of my voice right now, just to even care, just to be interested. Like, there's so many things that had to happen. Person who made your phone. The money that you had to make just to buy the phone. The place that sold the phone and the many people that made the phone just for you to even buy. It's like it could go on and on and on and on. But if you can see that there's a lot of moving pieces just for you to make the simplest move or for you to even exist right now, you start to be grateful for a lot of shit. See, these are things that I keep in mind all the time. I keep in mind all the time. That consumes me. Keep that in mind. I'm like, man, there's a lot to be grateful for. And I get fulfilled. There's fulfillment in understanding that. Doing what's best for me, there's fulfillment in that. It's funny how people would say, Anthony, that means a lot to you, but not to me. It's like, yeah, that's why you're losing in life. That's why you don't feel the way you should feel about yourself, right? It's like you're feeling a certain way. You're feeling, you know, you're feeling like you're not enough. You feel like you're not good enough. Oh, that's you, Anthony. You care about these things. I care about this other stuff over here. Okay, cool. Go. I'm only talking about foundational characteristics and principles and a mindset, a mentality that allows you to live life in any area of life with clarity, with purpose, with passion, with awareness. If that's not what you want, then yeah, you're right. It's only for people like me who care about these things, care about it. My story's being written every single moment. A lot of people don't want to be aware of themselves. They're okay with not seeing themselves. They don't want to see themselves. And they live the most miserable existence of all time. Study those who are careless. Study those who don't care about seeing themselves or understanding themselves. They live miserable lives. Because they're forever confused. They're forever wondering what is going on. They're forever living in crossing their fingers. I hope this works. They take blind risk. They take risk that there's almost no chance. But they go based on faith, feeling of, oh, I hope this works. So I'm going to bet on myself in this direction and I hope it works. Instead of taking calculated risk and knowing I am influencing the future towards a certain direction with every single move I make, every single move, every single decision, I'm influencing the future. So instead of looking at it like that, you have people who are looking at it as, you know, there's many different perspectives. But my point is, it's taking control of the things you have control of. And those who refuse to do so, those who continue to run away, and that's most people, right? Most people just fall and just completely. What I'm saying right now is not, it's not the norm. It feels like work to people who don't care. It feels like too much. It feels like, what's the point? It's not interesting to people. And so they can, okay, cool, fine. So they care about escapisms, entertainment, running away as much as possible. And then they wonder why. It's the wondering why part that's just so interesting because that affects everybody else. I wonder why this is happening to me. I'm an irresponsible human being and I'm wondering why my life is out of control. I don't pay attention to the details of my life. I don't take care of my health, and I'm wondering why I'm in a certain position. It's like, do you, like, come on. We can't wonder why. We can't blame everybody else when we're not even taking control of the things we have control of. And then you have people who see it in a way of like, oh, there's nothing I can do. This is just the way I am. This is just who I am, and that's it. It's like, man, that's the victim mentality, right? So what I'm telling you is, remember that your story is being written for every single moment of your life, every decision that you make, everything that you do. You are being watched. Start honoring your word. Start racking up the wins. Start finding fulfillment in the things that most people overlook. Do the opposite of what others do. Most people, the real reason why I don't drink or smoke or do drugs is because when you start seeing the life of those who were doing that as I was growing up, you start seeing the life when I was the youngest. I was youngest in my family for a while. And I start seeing the people 3 years older than me, 5 years older than me, 10 years older than me, 20 years older than me, 40 years older than me. I start to see how they lived their life. And I would observe and say, wow, all the people have this thing in common is they run away from themselves. When something happens, they pop this bottle, or they go over here and hang out in this environment and do these drugs and look for that hit, that dopamine hit. And it's like you look at them and say, okay, if you just observe it, fam, for me, I'm like, I don't want to do that. That doesn't seem like it's working, right? It's like, what's going on? Like, what's up with you guys, right? And you see how people just settle for the bare minimum. You know, they're not interested in the root cause, because the root cause, you won't need those things. But the root cause, you find other ways to celebrate. You find the real way to celebrate. Gratitude. You know, when gratitude is not there, or love is not there, or passion is not there, you do these artificial things, all these other extra things that help you, just a moment of fulfillment or quick hit, something that sparks your life up for the moment. And you're like, oh man, how come there's nothing that excites me? It's finding joy. Even when you're struggling, even when it's hard, it's like, it should inspire you to be like, yeah, I'm gonna one, figure it out, and two, I'm gonna create a story out of this. Look, if that's not how you are, fam, borrow my energy. Borrow this from me. Use it. Write it down. Okay, let me start caring about, okay, Anthony said he cares about this. Okay, let me start caring about that. Let me start, you know, gratitude with this. Okay, let me start taking notes, man. See what happens if you start caring about the same things. What would your life look like? What is the end result? So keep this in mind, fam. I'm going to leave you guys with that. I appreciate all of you for tuning in, and I'll catch you guys next time. Congratulations. You made it to the end of the episode. I appreciate you. If you're hearing the sound of my voice right now, I truly appreciate you for making it up to this point. Before you move on, before you start the day, before you go on to the next episode, two things, family. Please leave a review on the show only if you found this episode valuable. If you found it valuable, leave a review. It helps with the growth of the podcast, and it also helps with the new people who are listening in for the very first time. And the second thing, family, is head over to my website, www.anthonymaniah.com, and sign up to my daily awareness email list. There, I will connect with you guys personally. If you want more information on my coaching programs, if you want more information on working one-to-one, and also to get exclusive content, head over to anthonymaniah.com. That being said, I'll catch you guys next time. Appreciate you all.